This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Amber Gill.
I'm Anna Vakili.
Hi, I'm Yuwanda Viala.
You probably remember us from the reality TV series Love Island.
But now we're in the business of dishing out reality checks.
So send us your problems
and we'll give you a reality check.
I love that. Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year's.
Well, everyone was out last night. We've been working on bringing you a special episode for 2020, for New Year's. So I asked you a lot of questions about dating, your dating mistakes. So today we're going to give you your dating resolutions for the new year.
Okay, so I can relate to this one from T for Talia. It says, help me please, I need to stop testing guys.
Oh my God.
Whilst I'm dating them.
That is me all over.
Right.
I know you're a tester. I'm a tester.
We used
as well.
To talk about this.
I feel like I'm not. Do you remember we did this in the villa when I tested Jordan to see if he says
no? Oh my God!
What was it? When he was gonna say kiss you before you go to bed, was it?
And then you told him.
And I was like, kiss
and up. I was like, why did you do that? You have to test the guy, and you.
I don't have any
because
tests.
It was going to cause a world
because
of
he
trouble.
Basically because mm-hmm. he wasn't going to do it. I was going
to
tell
him to do it. So just
babe,
before you left,
what?
I made that.
Now
eye
I'm thinking about that. Right, if you didn't stop him, he wouldn't have done it. Then I could have got rid of him earlier. And
so now
what actually would have happened?
That's my fault. Great, my fault.
I feel like guys need to be tested personally.
That was the beginning of the.
I don't think I've ever tested a guy. I don't have any tests.
Why not?
I just never think of it. Because I'm like, if you're going to fuck up, you're going to fuck up. Do you know what I mean?
Why let them fuck up in a year when they could fuck up in like a few weeks?
No, because you
could save yourself a lot of time. We ain't getting any younger.
Usually they do at the start, don't they? They fuck up at the start. And it's usually at the start, so you know.
So not always. Up. At least if they fuck up, you can straighten them so they learn what's right and what's wrong. And you could just save a lot of problems in the future.
I know, but I feel like you can't teach a dog new tricks.
I absolutely can. I feel like if I really put my mind to it, I could teach my dog
my mind
tricks.
To it.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
dog could roll over if I really wanted it to roll over. He's a lazy shit.
Oh my God.
I know,
God.
What test have you had?
What test of?
Like if you...
If
like,
I give it?
Yeah.
Oh, there's loads. There's a book full. Like, just throw a random fit just to see how it's handled.
Like, for example, let's see, he's going to go out tonight. Let's see if he messages me.
No, but you're a psycho.
What?
Like Anna,
she's always says to me.
She's different. Like if he doesn't text you before he
goes to
bed.
We had this conversation.
She's different.
Because I was like, so I want a guy to basically text me when he gets home.
Yeah.
Like, is that asking too much?
No.
Like,
no.
I think we had this conversation. No, but me and you are no.
But it's every single time. So she's saying,
absolutely every
she's
single
saying,
time when you get home.
If he doesn't, if he forgets once, once.
Yeah.
He's done.
No.
She was like, she'll kick off.
Yeah.
I'll definitely kick off.
That's psychotic.
But why would you forget?
Because, I don't know, maybe you went out with the lads and you got really drunk and you just forgot. You just went out and you just got
them.
Home and you just left.
Them.
I don't think
you forgot because you were in another girl's bed, more like.
He can still text you from another girl's bed saying, I'm home,
no,
good
I'll
night.
FaceTime him. There's different layers.
Okay, look, I don't advise any girl to be like me. I know I'm a bit extreme.
Yeah,
but,
yeah no, I'm.
But that's my way of protecting myself.
Yeah.
It's my way of
protecting
myself.
Do you think it's
myself.
So much hard work, though?
No, absolutely not, because I feel like the way I do it, yeah, I save myself a lot of heartache, a lot of time waste,
yeah.
a lot of this stuff by the way I protect myself. I don't trust no man. I don't. So I do these things to make sure, like, I save myself heartache and...
But in every relationship you've had, have you not had some type of heartache?
Not really. Most of them, no. It only happened once, and that was nothing to do with cheating or anything like that. It just happened because he ghosted. But other than that, no.
So are you going to stop testing guys in 2020?
So basically, I wouldn't advise this girl to like test like mad because I don't think it's completely healthy what we're like.
No. You've got to be like a different.
You have to have a balance. Yeah. I do think it's good to throw in a few tests here and there,
but like not like me and Amber. Yeah, but then not like you, where you're just completely like,
ooh,
I'm not, do whatever you want.
I'm relaxed, like, right? I'm relaxed. But I feel like there's certain things that I won't tolerate.
Like
and
what?
I'll let you know.
Like what?
You see, I'm not as like, you know, on edge as you are. I feel like I'm relaxed when it comes to like dating or being in a relationship. But I'll make it clear at the start that like, listen,
don't
fuck with me because it's gonna get mad.
Babe, you know, I'll test your guy for you, don't worry.
But I don't do tests.
Me and Amber are here.
I just let you know from the beginning, like don't fuck with me. Once you fuck up, then I have to let you go.
It goes in through one ear out the other.
Yeah.
You've got to remind them every month to not fuck with you.
By what? Making sure every text you and FaceTime every you. Day.
You got to remind them every day.
Okay.
Wake
she
up
wants
morning.
To...
Don't fuck with me.
That's me.
Don't fuck with me.
Right, so she wants to stop testing guys in 2020 because I said, what do you want to stop doing?
Okay, she wants to
so stop. How is
don't
she
take advice of me and Amber, that's for sure.
Be more like me.
Not in this particular situation.
Okay, what I'd say, right, is just to try hard to have a bit of trust.
No, we're not going, you say, because we're...
I think it's just, like, stand your ground and let them know what you're going to tolerate and what you're not going to tolerate. And just kind of, I feel like sometimes you just need to, like, let him be because you can observe his behavior, and if it's something that you don't want, like it's early stages, just like get the fuck out. Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever messaged your guy from another number pretending to be a girl?
I know you've done that because I've been sitting right beside you going, wow, this is crazy. I was like, she was like, hold on, I've just got a new phone, you know what I'm gonna do straight away. I was like,
yeah, I did that in front of Amber. She was like,
I'm actually hot.
It's good enough because you see what he replies, and I was like, you gave me your number the other day on the road, and he's like, what?
He knew straight away. He was like, this right,
is
come on.
Scary. What? I've never even thought about doing that. Like, it never has crossed my mind for one second. One second.
You've got a new phone and a new number. I'm just going to take advantage of it quickly. Throw in a quick test. The way you want to look at me is like, she's actually scared.
Yeah, you're actually crazy.
Okay, basically, girl, just take advice of you one day on this topic because me and Amber are a bit psycho.
New Year's date and resolution for Talia is to be more relaxed and maybe trust a little bit more. Don't give yourself a reason to jump the gun until he gives you a reason to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Be sure of yourself first. And if anything goes wrong, it doesn't matter anyway.
We'll call her MX, okay? She says, I keep quiet about things that upset me just so I can still come across cool to the guy. Why do we do this? Speak for yourself. No. We?
Don't do that. Absolutely do not do that.
It do you know what?
You're
I actually
like
kind of do that.
Yeah, so what do you mean speak for yourself?
I don't know.
We is you?
I wanted to seem like a hardcore bitch.
Can I just say, yeah, guys like it when you actually are yourself. With yourself and you show every side. Like, if you're just cool with everything, they like everything.
I don't think I'm cool with everything, but I try not to be a psycho.
Like, if somebody's doing something to upset you and it's pissing you off, then you should just say, I don't care about being cool. If you're upset, you should say.
Do you know what it is? I actually get where she's coming from, because if I'm thinking about it, like, right, they started dating, and dating in my terms, like, they've only been seeing each other or dating for, like, two to three months, or maybe just a couple of weeks, because you don't know how long it's for, right?
And it doesn't matter, 2 months or eight months. Two months could be more intense than 8 months.
It's more of like, he might not know that he's upsetting her.
Exactly, you know, so that's why she should be saying something.
Yeah, she should be saying, but I understand why she's trying to play it cool. Just like little things like, for example, him not texting quick enough, or liking other girls' pictures.
Yeah, that's
or
disgusting.
Just like...
Don't even go there.
Like, you know, the girl's picture's intense, like.
Yeah, you need to say how you feel. I respect you more for saying how you feel.
And it starts to go the way that you want it to go instead of it going off in a different direction and you're not happy for however long and then you haven't said anything for that many months.
I don't know if I'd ever sit like a guy I was dating then and say, don't like his, why you like
what?
His.
You're gonna.
I know, I
babe,
just.
So
I,
you're gonna let yourself keep getting hurt over and over again. because of him. Do you know what? One thing I learned, right? I never do this with men, but I do it with people, like friends and stuff like that. I
let
I let people sometimes do things that upset me because I don't want to upset them. And then someone recently gave me some really good advice, and they're like, but what about like loving yourself so much and caring about yourself so much? Like, do you ever think about how you feel? Like, look after yourself, like, love yourself. Do you know what I mean? So look after yourself and not let yourself go through this pain over and over again because of him. And she was just like, you know what? You need to start saying how you feel to people, and in life, just do what you want and put yourself first. And you know what? I'll tell you one thing. If you start putting yourself first and loving yourself more, they will in turn do it. Like, it just is like a...
Yeah.
But I get... Because she said, why do we do this? And I feel like I get it.
Why?
Even though you just don't get it, because I feel like I'm like that as
why
well.
Why do you get upset about things that are pissed off?
No, why can't we... say it to him, like, why can't say it to him? I know you can, but I feel like I can relate to her.
Well, you know, the more you let them get away with it, the more they'll do things to upset you, and it just continues like that because you're just letting them do
it's
that.
It's not a good start. I think if it is the start, it's not a good
one. Sounds like the start, because if it was deep into it, like, you should be able to the person then and be like, what the fuck are you doing? But at the start, I feel like it's a little bit harder just because we don't know how well she knows this guy. It could literally be early stages and she's like, well, I don't want to seem like I'm too much. I don't want to seem like I'm too much to handle. I don't want to seem like I complain all the time.
Truth is, it doesn't matter how long it is, a day, 6 months, 9 months, put yourself first. If someone's something's upsetting you, people have different preferences and you can't judge anybody for having a type of preference. So if it upsets you the way someone's acting, that's not your type of guy. And if he can't handle that upsetting you, then he's not for you.
That's not the person for you.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I get that.
And everybody has a different type of a person that they want to be with in behaviour-wise.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
But I feel like no one's perfect and you're always going to find something that you don't like early on. And then the thing is, do you say it to them?
Well, it depends on how much it means to you. If it means a lot to you, if it's really upsetting you, then of course you should say it. If it's something that you think, probably it's not that deep, like I'm probably overreacting, then don't say it.
Yeah, it depends how much I agree.
So dating resolution is, if it upsets you that much, to say it, and if he doesn't take it the right way, then he's not the one.
Mm-hmm. You've got to be compatible.
Keep it moving.
You've got to gauge yourself as well. If you're overreacting, just talk to yourself, like,
Deep down if you're overreacting. Do you not think you've got this little feeling inside of you if you're overreacting, which I do a lot of the time, and I can know I'm doing it, but I do it anyway. But the point is not to do it. Get that feeling.
That's how you talk. Literally. So what was the resolution like? Did we say
to
it?
To love yourself, baby.
Love yourself.
And if it upsets you, to say it.
Honey,
and if
he doesn't take it.
Never put yourself or your emotions on the line for no man. Okay. Nobody. Except your mama.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, this one's interesting. Right, Heartpreet 221. How do I stop forgetting about my friends whenever I get into a new relationship?
I'm not gonna lie, I do this. I don't forget about my friends, but you know sometimes when you get in a new relationship
and you
enjoy being with them so much, it's like all new and stuff, and you just spend so much time with them and you realise, shit, I've not seen my friends for this long. It's so bad, but I feel like as time's gone on and I've got older, I'm better at balancing my time.
Yeah.
And I have friends that do it still, and it pisses me off.
I'm not bad with that, you know. I like my friends more.
It's good. It's good you're like that.
And then I'm with.
My
love
sister's
my friends.
Like that. She's like you. She's good at balancing her time, like between a man and her friends. I feel like I get really, like, overexcited.
I never see anyone, or I'm never dating anyone, and I'm never in a relationship. So I always have time for my friends.
And just for the positivity, he has to come. Just that lovely positive vibe.
Oh, God. Honestly, I feel like everyone especially does it, maybe because I'm older.
Yeah.
But when I'm like, when you're 18 to like, I think 21, you do it a lot. But I feel like as you get older, you learn more that men, most of the time come and go, but your friends always stay. So, yeah. And you learn that when you lose your man and then you're like, shit, my friends are still here. I shouldn't have neglected them.
Yeah, and then the next one calls, and then the next one calls, and your friend's still there. Like, when are you going to learn?
I'm like, I'm 29, I've been through like loads of guys, but my friends, they're still there. So now I feel like I'm more better at balancing my time.
Yeah.
But I am the sort of person that's super clingy as well. So when I've got a guy, I want to be with him all the time, wherever I am, be there. It's not good. It's bad. Like,
I know, but how do you improve on that?
You got to be disciplined with yourself, I think.
Yeah.
Do what you don't want to do. Like, you don't want to go to the gym,
but you force your friends. Do what you don't want to do.
You don't want to part from your guy. You know, you just miss him. You want to be with him. Just do it, like.
It's only two, she makes it sound as if like you're going on holiday to see your friends. It's literally 2 hours.
I feel like especially when you're younger, it's harder to
see your friends. Be with
them. It's not about seeing your friends. You see, with me, I used to bring my guy everywhere, even with my friends. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I still have a bad habit of doing that. Like, I'll bring my guy everywhere. It's meant to be girls' time and he's there. It's really bad and it's a bad habit. And yeah, I'm not perfect. So I just think it's like a habit that you have to break and you've got to discipline yourself. It's not that you don't love your friends. You're just so into your guy that you just want him there all the time. It's like my guy sometimes becomes a bit like a drug, do you know? And you're just like addicted to your guy. When you first get into a relationship, sometimes it does, because you just love that feeling so much that it becomes like an addiction, that you want him all the time around you. And I think it's just a habit that you have to break. And as you get older, like I said, you realise that your friends are always there, and it's important to have girl time without the guy.
Yeah, without a doubt. Just most important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I always have time.
I'm terrible about my friends. Terrible, terrible. I want to see my friends all the time. I love my friends. Yeah. Like, I'm not that bothered, but saying that, I have been single for ages, like, now. But, like, I've always, like, even in the villa, I'd be like, I might be, like, sitting next to you.
What we had to deal with in there, though, but I'm sorry.
I used to be with you on the bean pack all day long.
Yeah, like, I'd come downstairs and I'd look around, and if I didn't see you, I'm like, what am I?
It didn't get my
what am I back doing here? Yeah.
Guys in there didn't exactly give us great feelings, so that's why.
Yeah, they weren't addictive.
Yeah, they weren't addictive.
Oh, so what's her New Year's resolution?
Make time for mm-hmm. it. Just force yourself to make time.
Yeah,
for
your
it
friends are important, so
see them on a Saturday time. Or see them at a time where you're not seeing your guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, maybe set up like a thing, like Saturdays is going to be like girls'
weekly night, yeah.
Because it's so important, because if you have like an argument with the guy you're with, the first person you're going to ring is your best friend.
100%.
And if you can't ring your best friend, then who can you ring?
Yeah, no one.
So. And it's so annoying when girls do that with a guy. And then basically the guy does something wrong and then like all goes and then you're suddenly back.
And you're like this.
And you're like, friends, I'm back, I'm a hoe again. And it's like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then your bitch is like, you're just using me whenever your guy's not here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get this, I guess.
Yeah. But you're still there with open arms, but it's just like, what the fuck?
So yeah, just make time. Make a conscious effort to make.
Put it in your schedule if you have to make a bloody schedule.
And do not cancel. And do not cancel.
Oh, I'm so bad with cancelling.
Yes, we know. That's why I was scared. I said, do not come.
Tima Graham says, how do I stop Googling him and digging deeper and deeper until I know who his great uncle is?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You know what? I'm the worst person.
That's the first question. He must be famous.
I relate to this so much. I'm the worst person. But you know what? Why do you need to stop Googling him? It's useful information. It's Google is there to provide you. But it's there on a plate and you're not going to take it.
I understand Googling at the start, but you stop, don't you?
Okay, but I don't... Is that what she means?
Because just keep doing it.
I
mean, every now and again, maybe every few months, just put it in there. It takes 10
seconds.
See if he's been up any mischief, you know?
I Google at the start just to, like, find out...
The gritty
information. I feel like...
You know what I mean? Just to test the waters to see what I'm getting myself into.
99% of girls Google. But you know what? I have done it before, that I Google at the beginning and I Google later on as well, because, like, there might be a piece of information that you
missed.
Yeah, because once I was with a guy and I felt like his mum was dodgy, you know, she had lots of money.
Mom.
Yeah, she had lots of money and she was interfering, so I was like, I need to Google the mum. So I Googled the mum and I found out I can't even say it on the podcast because it's too much.
She found out some bullshit, that's all I know.
It's too much. I'll say it after, but I found out some interesting information. So I knew where that money was coming from, and I knew why she
was a bitch.
And then I confronted him, and then he went and ghosted on me. So maybe that's the reason. I don't know. Maybe don't Google.
You get so...
I don't know where she finds...
She takes it somewhere else every time. She takes it somewhere else.
But like, no, when I do the Google, I mean, it's terrible.
When I do the Google.
I mean, you go to his Facebook, you have to go all the way to the end to find out about like what type of person he was before.
What, in 2012?
Yeah, of course. And how he's transitioned to what he is.
How he's transitioned?
Yeah. Like, what
are the changes that you've been through?
Yeah.
I'll use Google, YouTube, everything I can find, the resources.
YouTube is the best, because if he's famous, then you can, like, watch all his interviews. Am I a creep?
Do you know what?
Not the interviews, but also the reviews of, like, gossip places. Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Google once or twice, but if you do it a lot, then you have to go to
his friends' profiles.
Oh yeah, do that as well.
Absolutely. So hold on a second. You are quick to call who?
Exactly.
But you are right up there.
See, with me, yeah.
You're undercover psycho. At least I'm a proud psycho.
I feel like what I do is just policing. Do you know what I mean?
Don't try and use some policing to make it sound okay.
It's not policing. It's just policing to make sure that if I'm going on a date with you or I'm dating you, you're legit. Do you know what I mean? I want to make sure that you're legit.
If you do that thing, find out the ex.
Oh, you have to start the ex as well.
Because I found out that the guy I was with, when he broke up, he was in another country with his ex-girlfriend, because I knew his ex-girlfriend's friend's profile. And I went on his ex-girlfriend's friend's profile and I saw her in Mykonos partying with him. Because I knew his ex-girlfriend's friend's profile.
Ex-girlfriend.
So basically, there's
ex-girlfriend's friend. You go to the ex-girlfriend's friend.
Because she was on private.
I told you.
I went through her profile and I found that little shit.
Somebody
in Mykonos party.
Somebody give her a detective job, please. I don't know.
Ex-girlfriend's friend. I've never
done
that.
And it was useful in the end. You can't get
I can't even advise this person on how to stop, because I don't even want to stop.
Yeah, I feel like you're doing the right thing, babe. Keep that
the Google. Okay, so it's a bad habit that we obviously have to stop, because that's
why. I mean, obviously don't spend...
I know, it's unhealthy.
Oh, yeah, it's unhealthy.
No, to do it the first time, you're doing it to protect yourself.
And then that's at the start, and then you have to stop, obviously.
Obviously, but I mean, who's going to sit there Googling every single day the same
Clearly
thing?
Clearly this girl, yeah, wow, you're going to do it like that.
I mean, I don't do it every day. Like,
okay,
it's the same thing that pops up.
How are we going to tell her to stop? What advice?
How can we tell her to stop when we're out here in England? How often is she doing it? Because if she's doing it once and then like maybe 7-8 months later, maybe then that's fine.
Maybe once a week.
that's too much for my life.
I know. So then how can she stop if she's doing it once a week?
You're wasting your time, girl. Nothing's changing. Why are you wasting your time? Go get a manicure.
And I feel like if you need to Google him once a week, then you're obviously insecure about something, or you don't trust him about something. Yeah. So he's obviously not the right guy.
So what you need
to
do is hire Anna to find out the facts of what's going on.
Because Google hasn't
got to find his ex, his friend.
Exactly.
And then you can stop Googling. Do you know what I mean?
Not as quick as me. Google is not updating like that. They don't have the right...
New Year's resolution, hire Anna so you don't have to do it anymore. And she'll do it the once for you. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. You don't have to do it anymore.
Private investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. No. That's resolution.
Well, I mean, if this girl is Googling every day, she needs someone like me.
Is she? Have a look
to put her out of her misery.
Because she's saying deeper and deeper, which means she's doing it.
I feel like the real
time.
Problem is when you Google your ex-boyfriend because he's blocked you. Like, that is a problem.
That's not what she's doing, though. When I think about Google, that's what I think about,
because that's a bad habit. If she's doing it all the time, I would, because this is what I did when I was stalking my ex-boyfriend, is that I'd say, okay, I'm not Googling him for 2 days. Do you know what I mean? Like, set yourself a...
Two days?
No, no.
Two days!
Two days. The thing is, you didn't let me finish, but the point was that you say to yourself, I will reanalyze the situation in 2 days, but I'm going to give myself 2 days of not doing it.
I can't talk.
Three, yeah? And then after 2 days, or three. Then you go back to yourself and you set yourself another limit. It's work.
No, that's the worst advice.
I swear to God, it works. It makes you feel better about not doing it for 2 days. You've got a limit there. Like, okay, in 2 days I can do it, but just let's get through the next 2 days.
What, and make yourself go insane for 2 days? Yeah. When I really want to Google what I can't.
Yeah, because that's the only way you go. Because if you need a shorter time, then a whole day, I'm going to go through this whole day without Googling him. And you put it, make it longer. Honestly, but guys, wait, it works.
If she is Googling him, it's because she wants to find something, eh? So maybe, why don't you just ask him?
And also another thing is to say...
Do you know what I mean?
Bingo.
Just ask him the question. If you don't hear what you like...
you don't know what you're looking for.
Got your answer. Anyways, if you know...
Have you ever had a Googling problem? Like, where you Google a lot?
Not as much as...
Have you?
What you're
Instagram.
Saying.
Like, have you ever Googled an ex too
Search
much?
On Instagram.
Okay. On Instagram, yeah? Mm-hmm. Same thing. So how did you break...
I think I'm better because how I do it on a different website.
I get blocked. So how did you break out of that habit?
To stop doing it, be like, bitch, stop. No, you just have
do you know
to
what? Sometimes, don't yeah, do sometimes when you're doing it you actually work. Stop for a second and you're like, what am I
like,
doing?
Why?
What was the reason? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, that
was the reason.
What was the reason? To myself is like, why are you upsetting yourself? Because the only thing that's going to get out of this is upset.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I used to do. Like, why?
So the advice is, if you know what you're looking for, mm-hmm. ask them. And if you don't, just get over it.
Do the limit thing. I'm telling you.
Don't do the limiting.
It works. It works. Give yourself a day and then make it longer. Then give yourself 2 days. Then give yourself a week. And then before you know it, you'll be like a month in. And then before you know it, you forget. It works, honestly.
Yeah.
Try it and come back to me. Thank me later. This one looks good. So, K_thefool. How do I stop self-sabotaging relationships when I feel like it's going too good?
Do you know what? I feel like I do this.
You did that, but then you were right, to be fair.
Yeah, but I do it all the time. And I don't know, I feel like when something's going so well, I can't believe it.
It's like this, like...
It's like,
I remember you did that in the villa, but then
yeah.
I feel bad because you were like, there's just not right. Yeah. Like, it's just so great with Danny, and I was like... But it is great. Like, I'm just like, accept no, it. And then it wasn't great.
I know, me and you. No.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
You're like, but always... it can't be something's off. And me and you were like, but it's great. Just enjoy it.
Yeah. Because I overthink everything, right? I think like 10 steps ahead. And I'm always looking for something. Because I just can't believe that everything's perfect and everything's good. I'm like, no, no, no.
Why?
Like,
negative
I just don't
Nancy,
know.
Though, geez.
I know, but I am negative Nancy. Like, I am negative
yeah, well,
Nancy.
I just feel like what me and you probably both do is, like, we'll exaggerate and cause a big scene out of something. There's something there. Don't get it twisted. There's something there. But we'll just be a drama queen about it, and which will end up ruining something great because we've just been such a diva about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's definitely something that...
That's self-sabotaging.
Yeah, and you just gotta calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is, I wouldn't even say take space, because when I've got space, I'm even worse.
Yeah.
So like, don't tell
then
the guy.
Then you have time to plan.
Don't ever tell the guy to leave or fuck off, because when he does, you get even worse.
Oh my God, I hate when that happens.
Blow up, go and have the audacity to leave. It's like, wow.
Wow.
You really gonna leave?
Actually, that happened to me one day. I said, go away, fuck off, and he actually went. I couldn't believe it.
I don't know how men don't understand yet that when you ask them to leave, we don't actually mean leave. Just say sorry and that you love me and just that
you're... I know.
Okay, so how do we tell her, how do we give her advice to stop self-sabotaging?
Just appreciate having something good, because it's hard to come by these days. And don't, because you'll regret it later if you ruin it.
Yeah.
And believe
don't
in him
don't
a bit more, because that's my issue.
What,
I have trust issues.
Do you know what?
So I'm like, this is going to fail. Like, what's the point? And
but
I'm
if
just
you were
like...
just thinking that in private, it's fine. But if you start taking it on him, that's when you're sabotaging something great.
Yeah.
And I think what you should do in that situation is basically, before you flipped out and switched, that's the time where you take space and calm
yourself
down.
Analyze.
And think, okay, do this. Like, I'm going to switch about this in a few hours. This is why I have to put all these time limits. It works. And in a few hours, you've calmed down and it's not that much of an issue anymore.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Because sometimes I'll switch and I'll be like, shit, if I just waited till the next day, I would have been okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're in a whole world of trouble. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
I've done
like,
this.
Why does, like, you know that meme? Why does anyone put up with me? Yeah. Why does anyone put up with
that's
me?
That's the story of your life, though. Like, that's
it's
you.
It's worth it.
Okay, so the advice is, what's the...
Take a minute. like just a minute
tick
to analyze
yeah
how bad it really is. Are you just overreacting?
Will you still be angry about it the next day?
And if you're not, don't do
wait.
It.
Yeah, wait.
Don't self-sabotage.
Guys, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No? Don't know what mine is.
I want mine this year to be like, to be more positive.
Be more positive?
Now. You like your positive though.
Do you?
Mm, more positive than me, anyways.
I mean, anyone's more positive compared to you.
That seems like the happiest place I am.
That maybe I need to just calm down a bit.
In
not
what way?
Over the top, not be over dramatic.
I like over the top. What's really? Wrong with that? Yeah.
Maybe not over the top, maybe she means in her relationships.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got someone.
Amber says it's fine, it's fine.
I don't know, mine's probably going to be. I don't know. I can't even remember what I'm like dating. What am I even like dating? I couldn't make one revolve around relationships. Go to the gym a bit more. So boring. That's not going to happen either.
I want to be more confident as well.
You are so confident.
But babe, since I've come out, I feel like since I've come out the villa, I feel like my confidence has been knocked a lot.
To be fair, I know what you mean. I feel like that as well, to be honest. I used to think I was that bitch and now I'm like, I'm scared of doing an Instagram story. I'm like, oh, wow.
I feel like definitely one should be more confident, be more positive, and go to the gym.
I want to read more books in 2020.
What books?
And like motivational ones.
I'm going to write a motivational book. That's what I'm going to do.
You do that, bitch. I think that's the end of our special New Year's resolution.
Yay, Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year.
You can find me on Instagram, Yuande_Biala.
You can find me on Instagram at @AnnaVikili_.
And you can find me at @AmmaRoseGill on Instagram.
Don't forget to like, rate, review, and also share this podcast.
Catch us next week for another episode of Reality Check.
If you suffer from bullying or know anyone having to deal with issues of bullying, then please contact the Bullying UK helpline on 0808 800 2222.
If you do feel like you possibly suffer with a social media addiction, then you can visit ucat.co.uk/internet-addiction for more information on social media and internet addiction.
This show is produced by Yahoo UK.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.